It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. If you're in North County Dublin, why not pop by the White Sands Hotel? The Oasis Bar and Grill below our studio here is well worth popping into. The staff are great. The hotel is great, actually. So if you're in the Portmarnock area, anytime after hearing this podcast, pop in and say hello. So what do we want to talk about on this latest Opinions Matter podcast? One of our listeners has been in touch with us, and she sent us this message by WhatsApp, and she says, I hope you can cover this on your podcast, as many people hear it as possible, because I am fuming. My daughter is in first year in, and she actually names the school, and she came home crying yesterday because the teacher took her phone off her and won't give it back until Friday, which he has no right to do. I know they have a ban on phones, but she needed it yesterday because her father was picking her up and needed to be able to contact her because we're separated. She told me she had it in her bag and it went off by mistake, and the teacher took it and gave a note saying she can't have it back until Friday. So she has no way to talk to her father or her friends. She's in bits over this. Can you name and shame this school, please, lads, because it's a disgrace what they're doing. And that is from one of our listeners called Therese. Therese, thank you very much indeed for getting in contact with us.
Now, from what we believe, I haven't spoken to her personally, but our Amanda has spoken to her and has been talking to her. At this moment, Therese is actually at... No, are we naming the school?
No, we're not naming the school. We're not. And I'll tell you why we're not. Can I tell you why? Because we have checked up on...
their website.
On their website, and their website clearly states that phones are not allowed on the premises.
Now, it also says, which he didn't say, in phones will be confiscated if they're used within the grounds of the school. Mm-hmm. And where is the bit on the... phone will be confiscated and returned... A week later, 5 school days later, so that's a week, upon payment of a fine of €5. So she can't get it back until she pays a fiver.
Yeah, and? The rules are clear. Like, it's literally in black and white. That rule can't be any clearer. The fact is, this school has a policy that you have, you're not allowed phones. Yeah, you're not allowed to use your phones on the grounds of the school. And she didn't obey the rules. She was using the bloody phone.
Yeah, but the reason she was using for the phone, she wasn't using the phone to take photographs of teachers or anything like that, or to bully. She was using the phone. And this is a situation with a lot of my friends' kids who go to school. Most kids in school who have phones, they have a phone because the parents may be separated. And maybe daddy picks up...
you see, the fact of the matter is...
the case. No, I'm not
the
making...
The fact of the arrangement with daddy earlier. Daddy, I'll see you outside the school at 3 o'clock. Grant, done, sorted.
Sorry, Wendy is saying you're not even allowed your phone and work. Sorry, of course you are. What job?
Well, actually, some jobs should... you wouldn't see a checkout operator sitting there on their phone while they're checking through your shopping.
Well, most of the people listening to this right now are on their phone, because when we message them to come on, they say, I can't, I'm in work. So you're on your phone.
I agree the phone should be banned in a lot of workplaces. You spend half your time in the middle of this bloody podcast with your own personal phone in your hand texting away. The fact of the matter is, phones are a distraction, and if this school has a rule, which it clearly does,
yeah,
the rule is as clear as day, as she broke the rules. So what's the conversation? She broke the rules, and yet Therese is having a meltdown.
The conversation is that no school has a right to take away someone's private property.
Okay, but I hate to tell you, the former Minister for Education, Norma Foley, only a few months ago announced that she wanted to have a ban on phones in schools, full stop, because some schools have a rule that they're banned, other schools don't have a rule, so she wants it to be a coordinated policy across the state that mobile phones should be banned in all schools.
I agree that they shouldn't be in schools, they should be left in a bag if they're brought in, but if a parent needs to contact their child after school, or there's an emergency, or you know they're stuck in work late and they won't be able to pick them up, you have to be able to contact the student. I don't see the problem.
You can ring the school.
It's like school.
Like back in the olden days, because you send a message to Niamh in sixth class.
You know what?
Tell her daddy's going to be a little bit late. Done.
A lot of schools now, they're like bloody prisons, like Stalag 13, where you can't have a treat, you can't bring chocolate in anymore. Literally, schools dictating.
Okay, I want you to tell me what is. Those rules that you read, we know the name of the school.
Yep.
We read the rules from the school. They are as clear as day as to their policy on mobile phones. This child...
Here's what else to say. Number four, a student has to inform their parents by phone from the office when their phone is confiscated. No photographs or recordings may be taken with mobile phones. That is fair enough. I agree with that completely.
Okay, the fact of the matter is that if you have a phone with you, there's the temptation to use it. Phones should not be in school. I fully support that school's policy. All schools should do it. And it serves the young one right, having her phone confiscated.
No, they had no right to do that. They literally...
Well, they did. It's in the rules. Read the rules again.
Okay, but Therese is down at that school as we speak, and we're hoping to get an update from her as soon as she is finished. But she is going to see the headmaster to get the phone back. Now, will she get the phone back?
The rules say your phone will be confiscated for 5 days and it will be returned to you when you pay a fiver.
So how does she contact her mates?
Next week. No. It's her own fault. I don't know which part of this you're not getting, but you're one of those parents that now just throws phones at your kids to shut them up.
None of my phones have kids.
By the time they get to a certain age in secondary school, they'll all have phones, and daddy be down there, my children are allowed to use their phones.
None of my kids have phones, so stop making
085-825-2626 is our WhatsApp number if you'd like to get involved in this. You can send us a WhatsApp or a WhatsApp voice note like Darren just did.
The fact that the child is in bits because her phone was taken off her proves that the parents are at fault for giving her the phone in the first place and making her obsessed. And yet this woman is blaming the school. That's like blaming a pub for someone becoming an alcoholic. It's down to you, woman. Name and shame the parent for letting a 13-year-old have a phone. Don't give a fuck what she says, separate or not.
Now, just going back to Darren's message, I agree with him wholeheartedly, because she shouldn't have the phone in school. It's down to the parents to make sure that this child actually abides by the school rules. The parents are at fault here. He's dead right.
There was a specific, I don't think you heard the story carefully, Darren, you weren't listening carefully. There was a specific reason why she was given the phone.
But why did she have it on?
So mommy and daddy...
Why did she have it on?
Oh, she forgot. Jesus,
what?
Your phone's gone off in cinemas, it's gone off in
churches. No, it has not.
Yes, it has. It has.
No, it hasn't.
We all forget to turn our phones off.
Okay, the fact of the matter is, by the way,
when she comes on the show, which hopefully she will in the next half an hour, the mother, Trace, you won't say a word to her.
I will say a word to her. This is all her fault for allowing her child to have a phone in school, which she obviously knew she was doing. Rules are rules. Susan, you're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Susan.
Hi, Adrian. How's it going? How are you?
Good, thanks, Susan. Well, what do you make of this? The school that has clear rules confiscated this child's phone as per their rules, and is charging a fiver to get it back next Monday or whatever.
Yeah, well, my daughter's school now, they have a policy, no phones. Now, we have an app on our phones, and we write in anything in that we need to do. The child's going to be late, if we need to do something, like if they're going to be out for an appointment or anything like that. So if that school has an app that child goes to, she should have wrote in and said, just to let the child know that her dad will be picking her up and whatever. Now, if my daughter's school's, if my daughter's phone is confiscated, thank God it has never been, because she's never on it. But if it has, we get an email to say we have to go down the next day and collect it. It's not getting back to the student.
Oh, right. So the parents or guardians have to go down and collect the phone.
Yes.
Is there a charge? Yes. Is there a fine?
No. It'll be
confiscated and kept till the next day. Okay, but this lady, Therese, and like I said, we've read the rules.
A week is a bit much, a week is a bit much, and charging a fiver, the child needs the phone, it's for safety reasons the child has a phone. Okay, the child was bang out of order to let it go off, but there's no need to have that rule a week.
Okay, the rule clearly states a week.
Five
school days.
I think that's draconian. That's so back in the dark ages, that is a week without a phone. And Susan, to have a teenager completely cut off from their friends for a week is like a lifetime. That's not fair.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure there's iPads and everything at home that you can still make contact with your friends.
I know, but it's not only that though. You can, like, it's contact. Like, if my daughter's not home by a certain time now at home here, I'm ringing her, where are you? Like, because I know her, like, or if she's saying, I'd say to her in the morning, what time, what way are you walking? And she'd tell me what way, and I'd know that'd be the long way with all her friends. But if she's not in here at a certain time, I'd like to ring her and go, well, where are you? You know what I mean? Because, you know, look at the world that we're living in, you know what I mean? It's just, it's frightening, you know what I mean? And it's the only way, like, okay, back in the day, we had no phone.
That's exactly what I was about to say.
We went down to school, our parents didn't see us.
That's exactly the point I said, and I was going to make. The world is no more dangerous now than it ever has been. It's just we know more now than we did back then. But I went off to school 8 o'clock in the morning, didn't get home till 5 in the evening some days.
I've often said that about a lot of things. How do we ever grow up? How did we ever grow
perfectly
up?
Perfectly normally, thank God.
Yeah, but you can't look at the kind of way we never had what the kids have.
I know, but
you can't,
today,
you can't look at the modern world through the lens of like the 1960s or 70s or 80s. You know, that's like saying, you know, people always ask, how did we survive without internet in school in the 80s and 90s? Like my son, when he's doing his homework, he gets Alexa to help her. We didn't have Alexa. Yes. But the fact is, this is now here. These kids have grown up in an electronic era.
But again, I'm going to come back to the point that the school has a very clearly stated policy on mobile phones, and this young one broke it, and that's it. So, beginning and end.
Okay, I understand all that, but Jeremy, or sorry, Adrian, there's no need to take the phone for a week. Do you not think the policy we have, us parents go down the next day and get the phone back, and they'll probably say, like, you'll tell the child, from now on, like, the next time I won't go down and get it, it can stay there. You know what I mean? You'll want to try the next time it gets compensated. It's going to stay there, like, for a couple of days. Maybe
the school have that rule that they keep for 5 school days because they're so pissed off with the amount of people breaking the rules that they brought it in. I would imagine it's something like that.
My daughter's not even allowed horse at break time. My daughter's not allowed horse at all. From the time she walks in the gate to the time she walks out the gate, she's not allowed her phone at all. Even during break times, they're not allowed their phones at all.
And that's great. That's the policy in this school. And this young one's phone went off in her bag. She hadn't even switched it off. Honestly, it's rules are rules.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. If
the school... That rule is clearly written in their policies, yeah?
Yeah.
If this lady, Therese, had a problem with that on day one, she should have said it. She should have gone to the school to say, oh, this is very unfair. My daughter needs her school, her phone because of her dad and blah, blah, blah. She didn't obviously do that.
Yeah. No, I know now, as I said, with the app, when we get the app, like, if I need to write anything on the app, like, if she's going to be late, she's going to be ill or anything like that, we write that. So even if it's a simple note, she could write in, hi, to whom I may concern, will you tell such and such a child that her father will be at the gate? So it'll come up on their system anyway. So child in 1B needs to be told her father will be at the gate. All you have to do is go there and tell the child, you know, the kind of way. But I don't see, not a lot of schools have apps on their phone, so I'm lucky I do. So if my child is going to be ill or late or anything, I can write into the school and say, my daughter's late. Please be excused. Now, at least then they know when she goes in that I wrote the note on the app.
No, and even back in the day, if something was happening and a parent was delayed, you just ring the office in the school and get the message passed on to the child.
Back in the day, the days have changed. It's 2025. Wake up.
Let me ask you then, Jeremy. Are you in favour with what Norma Foley was planning to introduce, which was an overall ban on the use of phones in schools? End of.
Yes, but I think there should be exceptions made. So if you have...
Make one exception and the whole system's screwed.
No. If you're from a broken home where mommy and daddy are not together, okay, and I take, for instance, a friend of mine who has a kid in school, and he hates his ex, so they have a child together and they will not even talk, they don't communicate. So the only way they can both communicate with the child, and he has him 3 days and she has him 4 days, the only way they communicate with the child on days that they don't have them is through the mobile phone, because they won't even talk to each other. So the only way that his child can talk to mommy or daddy is through the mobile phone.
No, I get that. I get that. I understand that. But you're not allowed to have a mobile phone in school. End of.
No.
Have to cope with it.
Keep it in your bag.
You have to work around it.
It's like the policy as well by daughter's school has, right? She's not allowed in our tracksuit. It's uniform unless it's PE then.
Yes.
She's not allowed. She's caught in our a tracksuit. She gets a PBP, and a PBP means a detention.
Okay, so they're very strict on a number of things.
She walked in unless I said no.
Let me ask you then, Susan, finally, are you in favour of an outright ban, which the government certainly was talking about introducing?
No, because I'd like, you know what I mean? I can't argue with that because my daughter's school already bans the phone.
And that's why I'm asking. Like, and that's what Norma Foley was arguing, that we need rules that make sense right across the country in every school. They need to be the same in every school. Stay there for a moment. Let me go to Elizabeth. You're on Opinions Matter, Elizabeth. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing okay.
So, Elizabeth, this child's phone was confiscated for 5 school days, and they have to give a fiver to get it back, and Mammy is disgusted, even though it's clearly stated in the school rules.
Yes, I understand that, but there's something missing in this story. They don't do that for the first offense. You usually get a warning, or they call home, or they do something like that. Like that happens in the school that my stepdaughter's in. They gave her a warning first.
Well, not according.
And
not
they said, the next time you do this.
Okay, but in this school,
the next time you do this, we're going to take it.
Okay, not in this school. This school has a very clear policy. If you are caught with your phone, it's confiscated, and it's. I have the school policy here in front of me.
That's their rule.
Yeah.
Then that's their rule, and that's fine with me. Do you know what? When it comes to separated parents, especially, I understand that. I came from a separated parent situation. The child can bring the phone to school, give it to the office. They'll have their name on it. They'll lock it up like another school does that my niece is in. They lock them up in the office or in the home, the home teacher. She'll lock it up and they have a little thing with, it's a box. And at the end of school, they'll get the phone and they'll take it out of school. They're all turned off or they're on silent. They're all locked away because temptation for a child is too much sometimes.
And that's exactly the point that I've been trying to make. I'm fully in favor of an outright ban on phones, even on the premises, because as you said, for a teenager, the temptation to sneak your phone out of your bag and use it on lunch break or whatever.
Or have your headphone in.
Or whatever.
Have your headphone in. Listen to the podcast.
It's just too much. If you don't have your phone, then nothing can happen. But you can't use it.
And I'm in the plight of separated parents. I totally understand that. And my heart goes out to them. And other than like a person with a medical issue, like there was in the chat, a little boy had seizures. I mean, I can understand always wanting to be attached. But then again, the parent will always have their phone on them. The parent will always be able to be reachable. The child, if they have a medical emergency, the teachers will immediately call the office. The office will call the parent. You do not need to be that step in between your child and the office.
Mm-hmm.
Because what happens if they say, oh, they're being totally unfair and I wasn't, you know, but and then you call the office all up in arms, ready to rip them in the new one, right? And you know what? You find out that your kid was actually at fault, and then you look like the numpty.
I agree. And when you read the rules of this particular school, it couldn't be clearer, their policy on mobile phones. They can't make it any clearer. You are not allowed to have a phone, and if you are caught with a phone, it's confiscated.
But it's not prison.
Under 16s, it's banned in Northern Ireland. Under 16s, it's banned.
Are not allowed to have a phone in school at all.
Yeah, they just did that last year, I think. And most schools are actually adhering to it. You cannot have your phone in school. If you get caught with it, you have to sign an electronic thing. It's a hey, I understand I'm not allowed to have my phone in school, and this is what's going to happen if I do. And confiscation is one of them. And you know what? Maybe make the parent come in himself or herself and get that phone from the office themselves. Inconvenience them. Stop giving them so much entitlement to say, my child's perfect. They never do anything wrong. Maybe your kid is not perfect. It's okay. Kids mess up. You're not a failure just because they mess up once or twice in their life. But you need to teach the kid consequences. Consequences of your actions.
And the consequences in this case are that this phone was confiscated for 5 school days and will be returned on the payment of a €5 fine. Now, a lot of people think that's totally draconian. Jeremy, I want to come back to you again about an overall ban, because this is something that the government is looking at doing.
Phones should not be in schools, but kept in school bags for emergency reasons.
The temptation is there. That's exactly what Elizabeth said, and I agree with her. The temptation information is there. And
but the bag is always with them. The bag is always with them. We don't have lockers in some of our schools. Mm-hmm. My stepdaughter didn't have lockers in her high school. She was schlepping her stuff from class to class to class to class. So her phone would literally be on her at all times. That's not right. That's not
so
right.
A ban should be a ban, end of.
Yeah, why is it rules for thee but not for me? Why is it you expect everyone else to toe the line, but then when it comes to you and your kid, oh no, you know, it's because me and my husband, or it's because he's sick, or it's because what if he forgets his lunch, or this or that. Stop it. Just stop making excuses for raising badass kids.
No, that's not a badass kid. That's just living
Jeremy,
with
the world. I can hear you being that exact parent going down to the school. I know phones are banned from every school in Ireland, but my child can have his.
Okay, what about a child?
It's not a prison.
Lads, what about a child that lives far away from the school and has to walk on a road on their own, and the parents want to keep an eye on them?
And they want to keep an eye on them.
That's when that child right there should be the one person that brings their phone to the office and say, hey, I need this for when I'm walking home. You know, hold this for me. And they will. Every school will. I've not been to one yet. I've been through four different schools, P1 all the way up to college now. Mm. They will hold your phone for you like a responsible person. And if you're responsible with them, they'll be responsible with you.
So you're basically arguing this lady, Therese, who's the one that contacted us in the first place, needs to cop on. The rule was broken and she just needs to deal with that.
Yeah. It's okay. First offense. She's what, 11? Is it 11?
No, 13, she's 13.
13. I'm so sorry. I'm the wrong year. 13 years old. She'll understand consequences. It's okay. She's not 4. She's not 5. She's not going to chuck a wobbly. She'll get over it. She's rational enough at that age to understand consequences. It's not like she's going to chuck her toys out of the pram over this phone. Okay. If she does, then she needs emotional regulation therapy.
I was about to say.
She needs some help.
You know how hooked teenagers are on their phones. It could be very difficult withdrawal for a few days not having one. Stay there for a moment. I want to bring in Sean on this.
Well, rules are rules at the end of the day. Follow the rules to take your child out of the school. It's simple. I don't agree with taking it for the week. But I would agree with them taking it for the day and giving it back at the end of school. But she's obviously messing with the phone in class or when she shouldn't be messing with it. And that's why it was taken. So it's her own fucking fault. And Jeremy, which are silly excuses, well, how can she contact her mates? That's her own fault. It's her own problem. It's nobody else's. She shouldn't be messing with a phone in school. She shouldn't be in the school in the first place.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Ed, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Ed?
All right, how are you?
Good, thanks, Ed. What did you want to say on this?
My mother needs to sue the shite out of the school. I'm telling you this much.
Sue the school? For what?
For taking her daughter's phone for a whole fucking week. He clearly stated in her message that the phone went off by mistake. So what's the problem?
The problem is she broke the school rule of having a phone in class.
But hang on, it went off by mistake and it happened to me. I remember when I was in school, I was doing math class and someone rings me. I forgot to put my phone on silent. My phone didn't get taken off me, but the teacher did say your phone shouldn't be turned on in class. If this happens again, it's confiscated. So like, she should have at least gotten a warning. The school is absolute scumbags.
Well, that's a bit harsh now. The fact of the matter is that this school has a very clear policy on mobile phones. I needn't read it again. It's in black and white there. You're not allowed a phone. If you're caught with a phone on the premises, and that includes in the playground, by the way.
You're also not allowed to confiscate somebody's property.
You are if it's breaking rules on their property.
No, Ed, I agree with you. You're not allowed to take somebody's...
They are absolute scumbags for doing... And like... Why can't you use it at break time?
Okay, hang on for 1 second. If I decide today to go driving around the streets of Dublin with no tax or insurance on my car, shut up for a second, and I get pulled in by the guards, they have the right to confiscate my phone because it's in the rules. It's in the law. It's the same in this school, and parents sign up to these rules when they enroll their kids. They accept That's the rule. Now she's got her knickers in a twist because her daughter was caught. The fact is her daughter broke the rules. Sorry, she should be more annoyed at her daughter.
Sorry, Amanda. Yes, Amanda wants you to read out that message that just came in for you.
Okay, Ed, wait for one sec. Have a listen to this now. Adrian, this is Samantha here, Teresa's sister. You know me. Oh, okay. I was talking to Teresa this morning and blank has been in bits since this happened yesterday. She cried herself to sleep last night. Stop making light of this. Wow.
Yeah.
She cried herself to sleep because
You think that's funny that a 13-year-old girl is distraught?
I'd probably cry myself to sleep if I got my car confiscated.
No, the point is you never... Say you're Katie, yeah?
Yeah.
Our Katie can't live without her phone.
Nor can you. You're just as bad.
I'm not as bad. I'm actually not. And the same as you. You and Katie are two peas in a pod. You literally, your phones are glued to your hands. If you lost your phone for even 2 minutes, you'd be running up and down.
But I'm not at risk of having my phone confiscated when I know the rule.
The point is you're making light of a 13-year-old girl who's distraught. That's what you're...
I'm not making light. At any point did I laugh? I didn't. All I said was rules are rules and she broke the rules. I mean, where's the argument even here, Ed? That is the rule that these parents signed up to.
You're comparing, like when you said the guards would take your phone out, you're comparing the life situation, the life-threatening situation that you could be on your phone, and if you crash in someone's car, the guards would have an absolute right to confiscate the phone then. But it's not a life-threatening situation in the girl's case. What's, like, Jesus Christ.
Okay, this same school, no, I happen to know this school, okay? This same school has a very strict policy on school uniforms as well. So are you telling me that a student should be able to just rock up wearing whatever they like, no school uniform, and say, piss off, I'm implementing my own rules today? No. Rules are rules.
Again, why are you comparing the school uniform? That's a completely different thing.
Because it is another one of the school rules. You have to wear your uniform. You can't wear your school tracksuit unless it's sports day. So they're the rules, okay?
I agree with school uniform.
Okay, but no, hang on. One of the other school rules is you're not allowed to have your mobile phone in school. End of. Can't be clearer.
Oh, Jesus.
I don't know where the argument here is. Elizabeth, Elizabeth, you're trying to get back in there. Go on.
No, just bring it to the office. Of course, you know, if it's a problem, if there's a child that really needs it. But then again, this is a 13-year-old, right? A 13-year-old that should have probably remembered to put it on silent. Okay, look, give her that. It was an honest mistake. I will give her that. And you know what? I feel really bad that she's in bits. I would not want my daughter being crying all night, believe me. However, it's a consequence of an action. And just get her a Nokia brick that she can bring to school. Get her one of those little cricket phones or something that costs a tenner and just put enough minutes on it that she can take that one to school. And if it's an emergency, yeah, she can use that one. Take it to the office. Get it back at the end of the day. Don't let her take a phone. The rules are there for a reason. And usually that reason is that the school doesn't want to be liable for these 1,000 euro phones coming in and out of their school and getting probably maybe even stolen or damaged or broken or lost.
Ed, I just don't get how you're not getting that rules are rules, and the rules in this school are, they might be a bit draconian, but they're the rules. And we need actually a statewide rule on mobile phones to ban them out of the school, like our last education minister wanted to do.
Says the man who doesn't have kids in school.
Completely. Like that's, no, I completely disagree. Like when I was in school, again, I repeat myself, when I was in school, I never got my phone confiscated, but the other students got their phone confiscated for 3 days, right? And when they got them back, they didn't have to pay a fine or pay a fiver. Like, this is another thing. Paying a fiver. Fuck's sake.
Again, no, Ed, if this mother... she would have got the school rules at the start of term. And if she had a problem with it, she should have gone down to the school or maybe not send her child to that school because the rule is too strict. She didn't. She sent her child to the school and she has to abide by the rules.
But if she's not happy with the rules, like all the parents have
tough.
The right.
Yeah, no, you go to a different school if you're not happy with
tough.
The rules.
If she's listening to that, if you're listening to that, sue the shite out of them. That's my opinion.
How could you possibly sue the shite out of them for implementing a rule of the school.
Because that rule is completely not fair.
And then they should have objected to it at the start of the term, or they shouldn't have sent their child to that school. End of. Where am I going next? I'm going to this message here. We've a lot of messages coming in on this. And you can send us a WhatsApp to 085-825-2626. Mark has a point to make for Jeremy.
Isn't Jeremy the one who said he'd take a phone off someone in a cinema because it's not the appropriate place to use it? Yet now a phone is being taken for being used in an inappropriate place and he has an issue with it?
Good man, Mark. That's exactly what you said, Mr. Dixon.
That was about 11 years ago.
It doesn't matter.
It's amazing the way people bring up stuff from 11 years ago.
It doesn't matter. You did do it.
And it was a completely different situation. I was at a movie with my wife at the time. And we were watching a movie and there was a group of teenagers sitting in front of us.
All using their phones, yeah.
Who were constantly using their phones and they wouldn't get off them. And I warned them. I'm not even repeating it. It's old news. It's 11 years old.
The fact is, you took a phone off a young person.
11 years ago.
And flipped the lid over them using their phone.
Yeah, because they wouldn't get off it. They were
Because it's not, in a cinema isn't the time or place to be using your phone. Sure, it's
not. I agree.
Nor is school.
She wasn't using the phone in school.
085-825-2626 is our number. Here's another man called Sean.
Afternoon, lads. I think they're both at fault here, to be quite honest. Look, the girl broke the rules, fair enough. Like, Sean don't have phone in school. The school has rules, absolutely fair enough. You know, like, punish the child. Give her, you know, detention or whatever for breaking the rules. Take the phone for the day. But for a week, absolutely not. Like, as far as I'm concerned, as soon as that bell goes at 3 o'clock, the school has no jurisdiction there. School has no right at the end of the school day to be keeping phones overnight. Even bare minimum, if they said, okay, look, you'll meet us at the school door first thing in the morning, we'll take the phone and you'll get it back then as you're going out that evening, every day that you're in, is even fair enough. But absolutely not. Holding on to the phone overnight is absolutely not on, and they've no right to do that. Simple as.
Well, right? The fact of the matter is, Sean, they do have a right because it's one of the school rules that they implement, and it's written in black and white. I have the school rules on the computer here beside me. It is clear as day what the rule is about mobile phones. It's also clear as day what the rule is about school uniforms. They list all of their different policies on this document that we have on our computer here. It can't be any clearer. So you're saying they have no right. They do have a right because it's in the rules.
Outside school rules, you have no right.
It's in the school rules.
You have no right to anybody's intellectual property outside times. They have no
right. Go to a different school then. Or bring it up as a problem before it becomes a problem, if you know what I mean. Let me go to Sean. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Sean?
Not too bad, lads. What's the story?
Good, Sean. What did you want to say on this?
Just real quick, I want to reiterate the point you just said. It is in the school rules. As much as everyone likes to believe they don't have a right, the students have agreed to this. The parents, by letting the students sign it, have agreed to this. The entire school has agreed to this. It tells a lot to me that the school make you pay a fiver to get your phone back. It tells me there's probably an issue, a really big problem with people not putting their phones on silent. And it's probably just a disincentive to have your phone on silent. Be aware that you're interrupting everyone else's education too. Everyone's agreed on this, so they do really have a right to that. Otherwise, you can go find another school.
And that's exactly what I'm saying there. That if you're not happy with the rules, which, as you said, they all signed up to, all the parents, all the students signed up to the rules about uniforms and mobile phones and everything else. If you didn't like the rules when you were signing up to them, you should have said, well, actually, maybe we'll go to a different school, love. We'll take you to a different school because you're not going to be able to bring your phone in there. I mean, that's it.
Like for me, for example, I got phones. I'm 26, so I got phones when I was in fifth class. By the time I was in second year, it was the schools were only starting to catch up to what it really was because the technology was there that people could start using it. By the time I had reached fourth year, people were so caught in their phones to a point where it was so far gone with the second years and above because the schools had caught it too late.
Yeah,
to me, it seems like these are a perfect set of rules. If you don't like it, you can go somewhere else. It seems to me like the parents of blank aren't disciplining their child. My dad used to take my phone for 4 days at a time if I was too in it, if I was reading up on things and I wasn't taking part in conversation, if I wasn't social with him in real life. This is part of disciplining your kids. This is part of teaching them what is the real world and what is not the real world. She already, I assume, has a laptop. If she doesn't have her phone, she can go on that.
Yep, absolutely. Now, what is your view, because it is being talked about, it probably will happen sometime this year, about a statewide ban on mobile phones in all schools. How do you feel about that?
Well, I think since technology has come around, there has been a slip in literation in general. I think that does slip over to school. If there's phone, if there's technology just constantly being there and you're sending Snapchats, that's not good for anyone's education, anyone's mind, anyone's clarity. So yeah, I don't think it's a bad thing. I think, you know, at the end of the day, if your parent comes up and wants the phone back, then that's fair enough. But, you know, if you're caught with a phone, it should be taken. That's, you know, if I was caught speaking English in an Irish school, I was disciplined. I was in an Irish school. I chose to be in an Irish school. I chose to speak Irish. So if I was choosing that, I have to follow the rules, do I not?
Absolutely. It's like you go to the Gaeltacht.
It's a beautiful thing, isn't it?
You go to the Gaeltacht and they ask you to speak Irish and you don't, you'll be in trouble.
You chose to be at the Gaeltacht.
Yep, absolutely. Good man. Thanks very much indeed for your call. Very quickly, if you want to get in on this, 085-825-2626 is our WhatsApp number. Martin has been on to us.
Afternoon, guys. Just after tuning in on this, only kind of half hearing it. Just wondering, what's the fiver for? Does it buy the teacher a cup of coffee or a pint at the weekend? Well, you won't get a pint for a fiver now. But does it get the teacher a cup of coffee? Does it go into some sort of fund for the Christmas party? But if you're not allowed your phone in school, you're not allowed it in. And I think if it is confiscated, fair enough, it's confiscated to the end of the week or 5 working days. That's what it says. You don't need your phone when you're in class. End of story. If you shouldn't have it, if it says you don't need it on break, don't take it out of your bag. Turn it off until after school. Simple as. But listen, some people can't be told, can they?
Opinions matter. Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Trevor, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Trevor?
Adrian, how's it going?
Good, thanks, Trevor. What do you want to say on this?
Adrian, you cannot take a phone from a child. Think about the Facebook likes not being liked, the TikTok trends not being seen, the Instagram homes not being watched, Adrian. What the fuck are we doing? Oh, wait, hang on, sorry. Can you tell this parent they're a fucking idiot? Sorry about the language, but Jesus Christ, talk about an epic failure of a parent. Oh my God, they cried themselves to sleep.
That's exactly what the message said. I was talking to Therese this morning and blankety blank has been in bits since this happened yesterday. She cried herself to sleep in bed last night. Stop making light of this.
Oh, you poor thing. Adrian, Jesus. If I went to my dad as a child and crying and fucking, oh, I'm upset about me falling. My dad would have slapped the head on me and put me back to me fucking room for 2 more weeks.
100%.
You're having a bleeding joke with this. Like, his parent is so...
You heard Ed there a few minutes ago saying, sue the arse off the school for confiscating the phone for 5 days.
Well, the phone... Fucking Jesus Christ, this is the way we're going. Jesus Christ. Imagine your child, Adrian, actually being upset that they physically can't have their phone. I've seen kids on these things going apeshit because the phone is taken off them for 10 minutes. That's how much we've allowed technology to dominate our children.
Yeah, I agree with you. I agree.
Absolutely,
ourselves, by the way. The problem we have now is we're now in a generation of people who also had mobile phones when they were younger. So we're into second generation now with mobile phones. So parents have that same addiction to the phones that their kids have.
Yeah, but the problem is, Adrian, right? I grew up in a time when phones just came out. Like, I had the fucking Sony Ericsson flip phone when I was a kid. The Nokia 32 kill you with a fucking hit. If it hits you, block you, whatever the hell it was called. But at the end of the day, when you went to school, it's not a school fucking item. You know what I mean? It's not on the, when you get your journal list every year, and this is what you need for school every year, you don't see mobile phone on it. If anything in the rules, it says mobile phones are not allowed in schools. So this parent, whoever sent you this leave message, needs to grow a pair, needs to become a parent, and lead discipline that child. If you're caught into school with a phone, then it's taken off you.
So this mother, rather than contacting the school and contacting us and giving out yards, she should have given out to her child for having the phone in school.
By the way,
she needs to become a mother. Okay, that's not a mother, Adrian. That's a mate.
The irony of this
is
me listening to the likes of Trevor and everybody else who's been on during this topic. basically slagging a girl because she's distraught over the mobile phone.
Nobody's slagging anybody.
I'm thinking, shush, listen for a second, shush.
This is her punishment.
My time to speak. And all of you who listen to this podcast now can't get your phones out of your hands. So you're on the Facebook page every minute God sends. You're messaging.
But you're not breaking any rules doing that.
No, but I'm just saying you're all slagging.
Thank you, AJ.
No, you shut up for a second. You're all slagging.
Don't be telling one of our listeners to shut up.
No, I'm saying.
Oh,
no.
Opinions don't matter Jeremy's talking.
No, because this is a very important point, Trevor.
Go ahead.
Most of the people who comment on Facebook, when this show was on.
Have their phone glued to their hand,
Literally their phone, they're texting comments.
I agree. But they're not breaking the rules of that school.
It's not about rules. You're slagging a girl. And by the way, your mother's been on, so I'll leave that to you. You're slagging a girl who's distraught because her mobile phone is gone, yet you're all sitting on Facebook for the last hour commenting like you think
Jeremy, can I make a comment? Can I make a comment?
If it's an education one,
See, there you go. She broke the educational rules of the school, didn't she?
Absolutely.
She brought a phone into school.
Trevor, have a listen to this message. This lady still can't come on, but anyway, it says, pass this on to Adrian. I'll be able to come on in about 15 minutes, so I'll be gone home in 15 minutes. I'm still at the school. They have now said I can have it back on Thursday, but that's not good enough. Even her Revolut is on her phone. I haven't heard the topic yet, but I've been told that people are bullying my daughter over this. Shame on you, adults bullying a 13-year-old. Nobody was bullying your daughter.
Oh, there were some comments.
I'm bullying the mother.
Bullying the mother, if anything,
Failure. Where's the father?
So
he's probably a big mongoloid sitting in the corner.
This lady will be listening to this later on. Therese, nobody's bullying your daughter. At this stage, you've heard the conversation. Nobody was bullying your daughter. The only thing people said was...
Probably sorry, Trevor was like, oh, boo-hoo, she can't do a TikTok dance.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's what he did say,
But Adrian, I guarantee you, if you see this girl's phone, she probably does TikToks with her fucking mother.
Let's not speculate on a 13-year-old. The point I'm making is nobody was bullying anybody. The rule of the school was broken, and this is the punishment. That's it. End of conversation.
Bye.
Jay has been on to us.
Afternoon, Adrian. Afternoon, Jeremy. Jeez, you're sounding rough today, pal. Listen, Jeremy, Mr. Dixon, I thought you were all about the rules. Are you not Mr. Rule Man there? It's always about the rules. I mean, if we were talking about a scrout in a council estate now, you'd be screaming to hang him because he broke the rules, you know? So no, the rules are the rules. As Adrian said, it's on the website, it's black and white. And that business, they need to contact their parents. When she comes out of school, I'm sure if she sees her daddy there, she'll go to her daddy. If she sees her mammy there, she'll go to her mammy. But what child at that age wants their mammy and daddy picking them up outside school? I mean, my daughter's in first year. She gets the bus. Like all our little friends, to get the bus, it's called independence. Just remember, there was a life before mobile phones. Our parents never had a problem. Never had a problem getting in touch with us when they needed us. But now, Jeremy, I thought you were all for the rules, but there you go again. Only when it suits you, Jeremy.
That's exactly it, Jay. Only when it suits him. Sean, or David.
Hey, lads. Great show as usual. I was just saying there, I don't think this statewide ban on phones coming into schools is going to be a good idea, or I don't think it's going to go ahead, because my eldest lad, he's in second year now, and he's a type 1 diabetic, and he needs his phone to connect to a CGM, like his Dexcom thing on his arm and his pump. So I don't, like, unless there's going to be some sort of like a waiver or something that he'll have to sign to, you know, to say that he needs it on medical grounds. I can't see how they're going to be able to ban it, lads.
Well, the plan is to ban it, and maybe there would be exceptions made on medical grounds, like your young fella, David. I assume they would have to in cases like that.
Also, can I point out, I made a comment a few minutes ago that I've been told, Amanda said a lot of people are angry about me slagging the people off who listen to the show. No, I'm not slagging you off at all. I'm delighted that you comment on Facebook when the podcast is on and that you put your opinions in and all that. My point, that was not my point. I'm very happy. Send in as many messages as you want when we're on. The point is, all of you people who are making light of the fact that this girl is distraught over losing her phone, you can't take your phones out of your hands. You're literally sending hundreds of messages to us every day. So, you know, what's it? People in glass houses.
That's exactly what they say.
Don't throw phones.
Thank you for listening to this latest Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy. If you enjoyed it, please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the bell icon on Spotify, and that way you'll get a notification every time we upload a new episode. We'll catch you on the next one.